O believers, do not enter houses other than your own until you have sought permission and said greetings of peace to the occupants. This is better for you, so that you may be mindful. If you do not find the person you wanted to see, then do not enter until permission is given to you. And if you are asked to go back, then go back. This is more fitting for you, and Allah is cognizant of what you do. There is no blame on you if you enter houses which are not used for dwelling, in which you have something belonging to you, and Allah knows what you reveal and what you conceal. Enjoin the believing men to lower their gaze and guard their modesty. That is chaster for them. Surely Allah is well aware of their actions. Likewise, enjoin the believing women to lower their gaze and guard their modesty, not to display their beauty and ornaments except what normally appears thereof. Let them draw their veils over their bosoms, and do not display their charms except to their husbands, their fathers-in-law, their own sons, their stepsons, their own brothers, their nephews on either brother's or sister's sides, their own womenfolk, their own slaves, male attendants who lack sexual desires, or small children who have no carnal knowledge of women. Also enjoin them not to strike their feet in order to draw attention to their hidden trinkets. And O believers, turn to Allah in repentance, all of you, about your past mistakes, so that you may attain salvation. Get the singles among you married as well as those who are fit for marriage among your male slaves and female slaves. If they are poor, Allah will make them free from want out of His grace. For Allah has boundless resources and is all-knowing. And let those who do not mind to marry keep themselves chaste until Allah enriches them out of His bounty. As for those of your slaves who seek righting to buy out their liberty, execute the deed of liberty with them if you find them deserving, and give them some of the wealth which Allah has given you. Do not force your slave girls into prostitution for your own worldly gains, if they wish to preserve their chastity. And if anyone forces them into it, then surely after such a compulsion, Allah will be forgiving and merciful to them. We have already sent down to you revelations giving you clear guidance and cited examples to those people who passed away before you as an admonition for the righteous.